This is the story we are here to remember today. This story of how Jesus of Nazareth, a good man, an innocent man, a holy man, God's chosen one, who healed the sick and taught with authority and responded with love and compassion to all he encountered. The story of how Jesus of Nazareth was betrayed and arrested, denied a fair trial, tortured, and executed by an oppressive state. We are here to remember the story of how religious leaders can become so consumed by the need to protect themselves and what they value that they lose their way completely. The story of how occupiers deal out violence and death because it is convenient for their purposes. The story of how crowds can turn into mobs and bystanders into colluders. The story of how fear and the desire for power destroys humans, body and soul. We are here to remember a terrible, dreadful story. Wouldn't it be nice to just skip over it? To just jump to Easter year after year? That's the end of the story, after all. We all know it's coming. So why dwell on the ugly part that comes before? Aren't we, after all, an Easter people filled with the joy of the knowledge of the resurrection? Well, thanks be to God, we are an Easter people. But we are not only an Easter people. We are also a Good Friday people, a people gathered at the foot of the cross where our Lord and Savior is executed by powers that continue to shape our world. Because the story, so gloriously ended on Easter, is at the same time tragically ongoing. Lives are still being destroyed. People are still being killed by oppressive regimes, by corrupt structures, by selfish and careless participants in evil systems. And so we are here today to remember the people tortured and slaughtered in the war in Sudan, the people blown apart as collateral damage in Ukraine and in Gaza, people murdered by terrorist attacks in Israel, in Moscow, in Nigeria, indigenous women missing and murdered in our own country, refugees fleeing from civil war, political prisoners held in prisons and work camps, young black men shot by police officers, children abused by people they should have been able to trust, endangered and exploited workers on plantations and in factories in Côte d'Ivoire or Bangladesh or countless other places. Mentally ill people cast out into our streets to fend for themselves as best they can. Queer youth abandoned by parents and churches. Desperate and despairing people lost to opioids. All of these people and so many more need to be remembered. Being remembered is their only hope, is our only hope. Because even if, and this is a big, presumptuous if, even if you and I are largely buffered from the most obvious consequences of these evils, We are not unscathed. Our lives and those we love are touched by violence, by despair, by division and dishonesty and betrayal. By being made less than human, less than worthy, less than beloved. All humanity, indeed all creation, suffers under the weight of the evil that nailed Jesus to the cross. So we are here to remember, even though we'd rather not. And this is why we give up our alleluias in Lent, to make space for the other things we need to say, things we might rather avoid. Words like, I'm sorry. Words like, please help. We need to make special time for these words because they are hard words. We'd rather pretend that we don't need them, that everything is good all the time, and that we never do anything wrong, that we never need any help. But that would be a lie. So we set aside these 40 days of Lent to face the truth, to get us ready to come to this moment, to remember this story, because faced with the truth of this story, those are about all the words left to us. I'm sorry. Please help. And so we are here to remember the depth of our need for forgiveness, our need for salvation. On this day, nothing else is needed. Nothing else is possible until we first find ourselves at the foot of the cross. I'm sorry. Please help. We are here to remember. We are here to remember that we are not alone, that we are not forgotten. We are here to remember that Jesus remembers us, willingly taking up our cross, carrying in his broken body our burdens of guilt and fear and grief, revealing the height and breadth and width of his love for us. We are here to remember the power of that love. For the love that keeps Jesus on the cross, suffering with all those who are the victims of hate and greed and corrupt power and evil indifference, that love is the same love that brought everything that is into being. That love is the same love that sets all creation free by the power of the resurrection. Thanks be to God that we are a Good Friday people, called to see the world as it really is, broken and despised, fearful and violent, and also, always, loved and redeemed. So come. Come to the foot of the cross. Come in penitence. Come in need. And come in hope-filled thanksgiving for the love that is stronger than sin, stronger than despair, stronger than death. Come. Lay a stone. Offer your prayer. Offer your life. I'm sorry. Please help. Thank you.